Kansas City Royals baseball has been brought to you by Sweet Baby Ray's Barbecue Sauce, the official barbecue sauce of the Kansas City Royals. The sauce is the boss. Sheet Metal Workers Local 2. Demand metal excellence. Capital Federal. True blue for over 125 years. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. You've been listening to Kansas City Royals baseball on the Royals Radio Network.
This has been a presentation of Odyssey Sports. For even more coverage of your team, download the free Odyssey app and listen to your favorite stations, shows, and podcasts.
Welcome in to Vern's post-game show.
Massey not stopping at second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
Fred, good evening. 9-5, the final score. Royals lose. This series now knotted up at a game apiece heading into tomorrow's finale. Zach Greinke, Chris Sale. Really makes you wish it was 2014, doesn't it? Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Speaking of 2014, that's the story, right? Ned Yost inducted into the Royals Hall of Fame. That's the story on this postgame show. You guys are cool with that. I mean, the game itself, the 9-5 loss, I found very uninteresting. You're down 8-1 after four innings. Good night. Tune out. I mean, you're 53 games below 500. I know they've overcome a seven-run deficit before, but I ain't holding my breath that they were going to do it tonight. Now, the story on this postgame show is Ned Yost and a terrific pregame ceremony out here at Kauffman Stadium. If you were one of the more than 20,000 in the building tonight, I'd love to know your takeaway. What stood out to you about Ned's speech? Dayton's speech, the players from that 2014-2015 team that returned, and if you weren't in the building, what would you like to say to Ned Yost as he and his family head home? Many of those world champions that were in the building tonight, making their way to the parking lot, making their way home, and I promise you they're listening to 610 Sports Radio, so what's that message? What is the message that you want to pass along to the newest member of the Royals Hall of Fame, manager Ned Yost? 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610 as Ned becomes the 27th member of the Royals Hall of Fame. Now, as far as the game is concerned, look, I'm happy to talk about it. If you want to dive into the X's and O's, of the 95th loss of the season, you go right ahead. Ned Yost, by the way, in 2015, that championship team, during the regular season, they won 95 games. Royals have 25 games to play, and they've already lost 95 games. As far as the game was concerned, to me, it's fairly simple. If you've listened to this show for any extended period of time this season, you know what I'm going to say. Comes down to Bobby and Salvi. It's come down to Bobby and Salvi since the All-Star break. The seven-game winning streak, the occasional win here and there, it's Bobby and Salvi. Look at last night. They drive in six runs. They stake Jordan Lyles to an early 2-0 lead. Now, they're superstars. That's what superstars do. But boy, is this team ever tethered to the performance of those two. Bobby and Salvi tonight combined to go 0-10. They went 0-5 with runners in scoring position. Now, I don't know about you, but I certainly don't want to sit around and complain about Bobby Witt Jr. nor Salvador Perez. Right? Jordan Lyles told us last night, you can make a case that Bobby Witt Jr. is the best shortstop in Major League Baseball right now. Now, Salvador Perez is one of the best catchers of this century. I got nothing negative to say about the both of them other than, you want to know how good they are? They're so good that when they each go 0-5, nobody bats an eye because we know it's not going to happen again, or it's not going to happen very often. They're not going to get five opportunities to drive in runs and go 0-for. Royals lose 9-5. Can't win when the two most consistent bats on your team give you bupkis. And you certainly can't win when you get nothing from Bobby and Salvi and your starting pitcher doesn't even finish three innings. Listen, maybe I should make more out of what Alec Marsh did or didn't do today. But you had an opener in front of this guy just a few weeks ago. This is only his second consecutive start. I didn't show up to the ballpark waiting for Alec Marsh to lead us to victory. I waited for Bobby, I waited for Salvi, and I hoped that Mike Hell or maybe Freddie Fermin could come up big. Garcia drove in a run, Freddie Fermin also taking an 0-for-5. So there they are, your four most consistent bats, Fermin, Salvi, Bobby, and Mike Hell combining to go 2-for-20. 2-for-20, and they combined to go 0-for-8. 0-for-8 with runners in scoring position, save the RBI knock for Michael Garcia. 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position, your most consistent bats. Yes, nice day from MJ Melendez, nice night from Michael Massey, no question about it. Matt Beatty wearing three pitches. No, there were positives, and there's always going to be positives in every single baseball game. But the guys that dictate wins and losses in Kansas City in 2023 were not able to deliver tonight. So, in my opinion, I turn the page and I get ready for tomorrow's finale. Taylor Clark's going to serve as the opener for Zach Greinke as they face off with Chris Sale and the Boston Red Sox. Again, the phone lines wide open for you right now. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Let's start off in Overland Park. Sam, you're going to hit leadoff tonight. Sam, appreciate the phone call. Go ahead.
Hey, I just came home from the game, and I'm not going to talk about the actual game. I'm going to talk about the pregame ceremony. And Ned talked about, asked if we were going to win now and lose later, or lose now and wait for a championship in the coming years. And I think we should. It's a difficult question because, honestly, we're just putting out a team just to go out and play. We're not giving, I mean, we're giving people chances, but not enough. I think we need to, people that aren't performing well, we need to bring in more people to see if they can prove and just get a team
together.
You
got any names for me? You got any names for me? Who are you talking about, Sam?
Oh, the AAA pitcher, Anthony Veneziano, I think is his name.
Veneziano, like, sure. Whose spot in the rotation do you want him to take?
Honestly, since Brady Singer's on the paternity list, maybe bring him up for a couple games. Maybe at least start one.
Brady should be back soon. Sure.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Maybe Logan Porter, too. I'd like to see him.
But for who? Who are you kicking off the team? Because Logan Porter's a catcher, first baseman. So what, Matt Beatty, maybe?
Yes, I'm not a fan of Matt Beatty, but I'd like to see Logan, see what he does.
Yeah. Listen, appreciate the phone call. I got nothing bad to say about Logan Porter. The more the merrier. Why not? But I'll promise you this, guys. If you think the answer's waiting in Omaha, you're sadly mistaken. I could go through the lineup again. We could go through the 26-man roster. The young guys are here. The future, as far as 2003, 4, 5, those guys are here. Okay, Chandler Champlain's down at AA. He got touched up tonight. Anthony Veneziano, shout out Sam, by the way. Nice job knowing your Royals prospects. I'll give you that, buddy. And I got no issue with that. Wanting to see Veneziano before the offseason hits? Yeah, okay, I get with that. We got Zach Greinke behind an opener tomorrow. Cole Reagans makes the start Monday afternoon. Jordan Lyles goes in the finale on Wednesday night. We do not know who the starter is Tuesday night. Could be Brady Singer. Maybe it's Angel Zerpa. Or maybe, as Sam said, maybe it's Anthony Veneziano. Maybe. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. Royals lose to the Red Sox 9-5, setting up tomorrow's rubber game. 1:10 first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck show beginning at 12 noon. Let's head out to Blue Springs and talk with Ron. You're on the postgame show. Ron, go ahead.
Hey, good evening. This is Ron. I'm actually from Buffalo, New York, and I'm a 50-year Kansas City Royals fan, okay? So I'm into town to watch the Royals for this week, and I want to talk about Ned Yost, which I thought the ceremony was wonderful, but the one thing that really struck me is I personally think Ned gave a message to this current team. And what I'm getting at is, when Ned talked about, you need talent, otherwise you're going nowhere, let's start right there, okay? I think, my take is that we don't have any pitching. That's my take. I mean, we've got a couple guys, but we don't have any pitching. So I don't know how we're going to go anywhere without getting the talent, especially in the pitching department. And as far as the young guys, I think he was giving them a message about the work ethic that had to happen in 2011 and 2012. And I think that message was to those guys. I would assume that the current Royals were at least listening in the dugout or clubhouse or whatever.
Yep.
So those are my two takes, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Ron. I'm just nodding back here. I agree with everything that you said. Appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Trent in Mission. Trent, you're on 610 Sports Radio as the Royals fall to 42-95, but Ned Yost is inducted into the Royals Hall of Fame. Go ahead, Trent.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
All right.
I was at the game tonight and wasn't really expecting a whole lot from the Ned speech. I didn't know how deep it was going to get or anything. But I found myself pretty touched. It really took me back to those, really fun years in 2014, 2015 when we made our runs. And, to the point of the last caller, I saw a lot of the guys. I saw Bobby sitting up there on the rail watching. You always hear that expression, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. Mm-hmm. I really liked watching just the admiration guys like Paulo Orlando had for him, Alex watching him, some of those guys there in the seats. And I thought that was just a really cool moment for our young guys to see now. I still have hope for this core group. And I really think that, it's just like with Bobby in the World Baseball Classic before the season. I love kind of having these guys see some of those moments to see, what could be. And hopefully little things like this, like Ned speaking tonight, will continue to motivate them going forward. Man. Thanks, I'll listen off the air.
Oh, you guys are off to a great start. Appreciate the phone call, Trent. 913-586-7610. I'm nodding along with everything that that you had to say as well. Of course, up in the press box, we're talking about Ned Yost, and I thought Dayton Moore did a tremendous job of simplifying it when he went on with Fesco in the Morning earlier this week. Maybe I'll bring that to you, just a quick snippet of that before we get out of here. But what it boiled down to was Ned's conviction, Ned's belief in his players, Ned's belief in his players when no one else believed in him. The media, the fans, sometimes they didn't even believe in themselves. Mike Moustakas. Sometimes the organization didn't believe in the players. But Ned always believed. Or at least I never caught him slipping. Never got that cutting remark where, a lot of managers, a lot of baseball men and women that I've been around, present in front of the cameras all as well. We believe in our guys. We're so happy to have our guys. And then the camera turns off and the recorders stop running. And you get a little bit of truth out of them. Yeah, we believe in most of our guys, but this dude over here, man, I don't know why they keep giving them to me. I don't know why I got to keep putting them in the lineup. Never heard that from Ned. Never an inkling from Ned that, he might be losing faith in fill in the blank. Ned believed in these guys when nobody else believed in them. That, to me, is his legacy. Of course, the pennants, the most wins in franchise history, being a Royals Hall of Famer, all of that. But the conviction, believing in his players when no one else did, that is what I'll always remember about Ned Yost, and it's what I'll always admire about him. I learned a lot from him. I'm happy to see that his baseball life being celebrated here in Kansas City. Phone lines are open. Again, 913-586-7610. Let's go to Sandra, who's out in Phoenix. Sandra, nice to hear from you as always. How are you?
Doing okay, Josh. Thanks for having me on. And didn't get to hear any of the pregame, hoping it will pop up later in the webs, and looking forward to your replaying the Fesco part. But I circled this day to call you because dear Ned and all my boys from 2014 and 15, there's been a lot of great Kansas City sports memories lately, a lot of them on the Chiefs side. But I will tell you, Josh, and I've been a sports fan all my life, how I was raised, a Kansas City sports fan. The best moment of my sports fan life was that 12th inning walk-off in the wild card, because I just didn't believe what I saw. I should have, but I didn't. And I think a lot of people would say the same. And it was late in Kansas City. It was late in Phoenix. I called my folks who'd gone to bed, and my father thought I had been in a car accident. Because when he picked up the phone, I was weeping and sure. laughing and babbling. I made no coherent sense. The greatest joy ever. And I love those years with that team, and I respected the hell out of Ned. And, you know, I have to give a shout-out to HGH, because one of my favorite things is a framed photo of those guys with that Bill Paxton quote from Aliens underneath it. It says, "Game over, man." And that's how I always felt about them.
Yeah.
And, oh, my God, we had some great times, didn't we, Josh, 2015?
We sure did.
Talking about that.
Sandra, I appreciate the phone call. It's always nice hearing from you. Thanks for remembering me. Royals lose 9-5. Two things real quick. The two moments that got me tonight. First of all, I don't know when or if this will ever stop, but Salvi's walk-off, them showing that on the Crown Vision, Salvi's walk-off in the wild card game, I mean, every hair on my arms standing up. Goosebumps. I mean, that play, Kane scoring from first, Hosmer's mad dash, Christian Colon's knock, Wade Davis's punch out of Flores, all of those moments still give me goosebumps. So, yeah, Salvi's walk-off, that moment being shown on the big screen, that got me. And then Ned's message to his wife. I've just really become a softy since getting married, so, man, that was beautiful. Ned will surprise you, man. I'll tell you what. In a number of different facets, he surprises you. That message to his wife was beautiful. Sandra mentions her respect for Ned. A quick salute to Dayton Moore. That is a man right there. That's a good friend right there. That's impressive. That's impressive for Dayton to show up and... You know, I guess I shouldn't be surprised, remembering the last time he stood in front of a microphone here at Kauffman Stadium, he knocked it out of the park. Not surprised to see him do it again, but now that's the kind of guy that you want in your corner. A guy that is able to leave any sort of ego at home and be there for his friend, be there for a guy that like you're saying, Sandra, provided all of us with some of the best moments of our life. Ned Yost, with Hochaver and Gordo, and how about Wago G? James Shields looking slick, buddy. Yeah, so you gotta, you know, well, hopefully you still got a lot of money, but man, that hair's looking strong. Again, this is just because I've lost most of my hair that this is what I notice. You know, Esky makes me feel good with where his hairline is. Shout out Luke Hochaver and your hairline. I love it. But Greg Holland, man, get out of here with that. James Shields, you can't have better hair as a retired baseball player than you did as a big leaguer. I could talk for a long time about James Shields. We sleep on how important James Shields was to 2015. I know he wasn't there, but that guy turned around that clubhouse, helped turn around this organization. I know he was only here for 2 years, but man, I think you'd be hard-pressed to find anyone that made a larger impact in 2 years than James Shields. We got to make sure we honor that dude moving forward. I don't know how I didn't play long enough to get into the Royals Hall of Fame. I understand that, but Wago G deserves his day. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. Let's go to John, who's out in Manhattan. John, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Vern. You waited just long enough for us to get through the drive through at McDonald's.
What'd you go with?
Chicken sandwich for my girlfriend, a burger for me.
Nice. Only one burger. Okay, if it's this late, I'm getting something extra because why not? We're out.
Well, I scored a pizza on the way into the game. That's the backstory.
Nice, I got you. It's a nice balance. Okay, go ahead.
But and I'm actually from Chapman, but we're going to Manhattan. So I just had a Ned story. I agree that wild card is probably about as good as a sporting experience can ever be, especially when you're there with your 10-year-old kid having a great time, which I was. But I just have a good Ned story. It was like, I think it was 2012. Maybe 13. That year we're supposed to be good, but we suddenly like lost 12 in a row or something in April. Mm-hmm. And I remember it was like, I could barely listen to the post game myself. And then I listened to Ned get up there and he just took all the questions and he was still positive and he wasn't a jerk to the media. And I was thinking, man, I don't know that I could stand up there after that team suddenly just tanked to start the season. And it just, that kind of impression stuck with me as he stayed positive over the years. And I realized that he was a lot more positive man than I am by nature. And I appreciate it.
Well, I'll tell you this. Yeah, I'll tell you this, John. Thanks for the phone call. Every manager that I've been around in Kansas City has been a lot more positive than me. And I got to imagine more positive than you. Mike Matheny was positive. Matt Quatrero is endlessly in the moment. Never looking ahead, never looking back, just being where his feet are. But they all have a trait that I wish I had. I wish I had that conviction that... Now, to hell with what everybody else is saying. I got that on occasion. But not with the stakes as high as they were for Ned with that team as they were building. Okay, 913-586-7610 is our phone number. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Royals lose 9-5, even up the series with the Red Sox. Rubber match comes your way tomorrow. 1:10 for the first pitch as Taylor Clark opens for Zach Greinke. Chris Sale goes for the Red Sox. I mentioned what Dayton Moore had to say on Fesco in the morning pertaining to Ned Yost. If you missed it, here's a highlight where I think Dayton just nailed it. The perfect description. If you're going to tell two stories that encapsulate who Ned Yost is, I think Dayton did a wonderful job of it on Fesco in the morning. And I got to turn the volume up, Vernier. Come on, man. Figure out how to do your job. Now let's hear from Dayton Moore on Fesco in the morning.
Two stories, I think, that really kind of speak to who Ned is. I remember in 2011, we were in Cleveland, and we'd lost like, I think, 7 or 8 in a row. And I was with the team, and, you know, the bus was getting ready to leave to go to the ballpark. I was going down the escalator, and I looked down, and Ned was sitting in a chair at the bottom of the escalator. And I thought that was a little bit odd. Come to find out, he was waiting for me. And as I got to the bottom of the escalator, he kind of stood up, and he said, "I need to talk to you for a second." And I said, "What's up, Ned?" He looked me right in the eye, and he said, "Look, I'm sorry we're not winning, but we're going to win. And just keep having faith in us. We're going to win." And so I thought that there was some humility there and some positivity in there, and I've never forgot that. And then fast forward, you know, about a year, and as we're continuing to build and we're continuing to build, and oftentimes, you know, Mr. Glass would get frustrated, and, you know, he would get, you know, a little upset about the team and just the lack of consistency on the field and some of the execution of fundamentals that, you know, we were working hard to perfect. And Mr. Glass was in Ned's office, the three of us, and he was kind of, you know, ranting and raving a little bit. And Ned sat back in his chair, and he looked at Mr. Glass, and he was very stern and very direct. And he said, "Mr. Glass, if you can't take it, don't watch the games." Oh, and man. I wasn't sure how yeah. Mr. Glass was going to take it. And Mr. Glass, all of a sudden, he paused for a second, and he just started laughing. But it speaks to kind of really who Ned is. So you've got a guy who's very compassionate, he's very humble, but he's also very tough. He's got some stubbornness in him in a good way, but it's mostly just strong conviction.
Nailed it. Dayton Moore, earlier this week on Fesco in the Morning. Find that entire interview on the Odyssey app or at 610sports.com. Wherever you get your podcast, just search Fesco in the Morning. We got to take a quick time out. If you're on hold, stay right there. We get right back to your phone calls right after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Hey, it's Cody Tapp here to remind you that you can watch Cody and Gold every weekday starting at 10 o'clock on the 610 Sports Twitter account and YouTube page.
I'm on TV.
If you miss any funny moments or breaking news from the show, we'll be sure to clip it, post it to all our social media platforms so you can enjoy a laugh in just 90 seconds or less.
If you miss anything from the show, you can always catch it on demand using the Odyssey app or 610sports.com.
Listen or watch Cody and Gold weekday starting at 10 on your official broadcast partner of the Chief.
And your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 biggie bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 biggie bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year. Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer. Is this for real?
Apparently. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Her words weren't written under peaceful shade, but under fear for her life.
I don't think of all the misery, but of the beauty that still remains.
The words of Anne Frank continue to fill us with hope. Hope. Pass it on from passiton.com.
Home is where the heart is. At Anthony, 70 plus years of trust. Safe, reliable, local. Your home, our commitment. Schedule online today at anthonyphce.com.
Paid for client portrayal and endorsement. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements. Past results afford no guarantee of future results, and every case is different and must be judged on its own merits.
I'm injury attorney Mike DePasquale. When I say I've got this, here's what it means for you.
It means Mike and his team can help you deal with the insurance companies, the medical bills, all of it.
After my injury, I've got this meant Mike's team settled my case for $300,000.
If you've been hurt in a car wreck, call me. I've got this.
Mike's got this. All you need to know. 816-888-75.
The Kansas City Credit Union wants to make sure all younger baseball fans finish strong this season. That's why they've teamed up with the YMCA for the Catch Success program. Catch Success is a financial wellness program that teaches KC kids how to better manage their money. When you open a savings or checking account at KCCU and mention Catch Success, Kansas City Credit Union will donate $50 to the Linwood YMCA. Plus, you'll enjoy a one-month free membership at the Y. Learn more at kccu.net/catchsuccess. When you save, we all win.
Having unexpected car trouble or just in a car accident? You need Jay Southland Tow Service. They have 20 years of experience and service the KC metro area. They specialize in light, medium, and heavy duty, also in commercial transport and construction equipment. Keep this number handy, 816-779-4TOW, or go to southlandtow.com. Use the tow service trusted by most local police departments, Jay Southland Tow. There's nothing they can't do, so be in the know. snow and use Jay's Southland Tow.
Tailgates and turkey? Yes, please. This season, hit it out of the park with U.S. soy-fed turkey. Versatile, tasty, and truly different. Turkey can be used for succulent sliders, killer kebabs, championship chili, or even brilliant burnt ends. You can get all of the recipes and register for a chance to win the ultimate prize pack worth nearly $2,000, including a portable Traeger grill, Yeti cooler, Royals gear, and much more at tailgatewithturkey.com. You'll be the pride of the parking lot. Come on, KC. Turn up your tailgate at tailgatewithturkey.com.
Dispatch, this is Mindy at CM Moe's and Son.
Coming to terms with a dying ACE unit is tough. I know because I've been there. I tried to get my old unit to last just one more summer, and boy, did I pay the price. Longest summer of my life. So trust me, if you need to replace your AC, just call CM Moe's and Son. My team is on time and can take care of any type of AC replacement. Visit cmmoesandson.com to schedule your free estimate. CM Moe's and Son. License 202-919. Terms and conditions apply. Well, I gotta get back to it.
Dispatch, this is Mindy. Go ahead.
Win a free pizza by listening to The Drive every day right at 2 o'clock. 610 Sports Radio. KCSB Kansas City. WDAF HD2 Liberty. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Camping chopper to third, and Devers tried to short hop it, and it skipped under his glove. A run is in, and diving into second base safely is Nelson Velasquez, and the Royals have cut into the Boston lead. It's now 3-1.
Man, Nelson Velasquez putting the Royals on the board. He was one of four Royals with multiple hits tonight. Michael Garcia went 2-for-5. Michael Massey went 3-for-5. And MJ Melendez goes 3-for-3 with a pair of walks, reaching safely a career high five times tonight. Nice night from MJ. We'll hear from him coming up in just a moment. But the story of this game, which ended as a 9-5 Royals loss, the story of this game is what took place before first pitch. Ned Yost becoming the 27th person inducted into the Royals Hall of Fame. Congratulations to the winningest pitcher in Royals franchise history. Let's go to Gino in Overland Park. You're next up on the postgame show. Gino, go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to hear from you.
I wanted to say, I just had so many thoughts about Ned Yost. And let me start with this. I think he is clearly the greatest manager that the Royals ever had. And here's why. Our previous great team, you know, from the 70s and 80s,
sure,
was blessed with more talent. I mean, I don't think anyone would argue that those teams who frequently won 100 games, you know, with Brett and Frank White and Amos Otis and Hal McCray and on and on and on, had teams with better baseball players. But Ned Yost, here's some of my recollections about when he was managing. He gave those teams the kind of confidence that's difficult to instill. I remember when I was watching in 2014 and 15, you'd watch the games, and of course I was watching more avidly because they were so good. And I remember thinking, these guys aren't afraid of losing. They're never afraid of losing. They always think that they're going to win the game. You could just tell by watching. They had those mean relievers on the team. They had Wade Davis. That you talked earlier about James Shields.
Those relievers allow you to have a certain amount of confidence, Gino.
Yeah.
Let's not minimize how great those guys were at the back end of the bullpen.
Oh, my God. That's the best bullpen I've ever seen. Right. The way I put it at the time was there are a lot of answers in that bullpen.
So that's why I think when you – now, I'm not going to fight, you know, 77's team is probably the best Royals squad of all time, but I do think that the talent on that 2015 team, we can at least have a discussion. Yeah, George is the GOAT. Hal McCray is a star. No doubt about it. But, man, 2015, that squad was like 15, 16 deep of all-star talent.
Yeah, it was a very fine team. But I'll tell you, that team, you always felt like they felt they were going to win.
Sure.
And so
they
many
could
great
bully
moments.
The opposition, sure.
Yeah. Now, and let me just say one more thing about something they did that I think nobody else would have done. If you've got 30 managers, maybe one, two, three of them would have done it. I would say, I happened to be at that Oakland game. That the lady that called earlier, that was a wonderful call, and it's the reason I'm calling it. I thought, well, hey, I'm going to get in on this. When she was saying that it was her greatest moment, and she called her father and everything. In that game, I believe we were down, was it 7-2? in the Oakland playoff.
Yeah, the wild card game. I don't know off the top of my head.
Okay, we were stealing bases when we were way down.
Right.
There aren't very many managers that would have the guts to do that. You're down and you need a couple two-run homers, three-run homers, and you don't want to get thrown out at second base to get the second or third out. He was stealing, and then those guys were scoring on singles. And I was in the stands watching going, my God, that takes a lot of guts. And if he's not doing that, and most managers wouldn't have, then we don't tie that game. And I thought, this guy is a great manager. Then when we got to the World Series, I'm watching all the national coverage, and I hate the national coverage. And they're going, well, we got to give a check mark to the Mets because for manager, they got whatever bozo they had, some overrated guy. His name's on the tip of my tongue, the Mets manager.
Terry Collins.
And yeah. And they go, well, they've got the big advantage in manager. And it's like, no, they didn't. Our manager's better than him, and he knows what to do more. Every string that he pulled that year, everything he tried worked. He made a bunch of interesting decisions, and every time he called on somebody, it seemed to work. It was magical. And yeah. I love Ned Yost. Is he going to be in the overall Hall of Fame? Does he have a chance to do that?
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. Gino, okay. Appreciate the phone call. A number of things I want to get to there. I believe what you're talking about was the ALCS in 2014 when the New York Times says it's the dunce, Ned Yost, against the chess master, Buck Showalter. That was the headline, that this doofus from Kansas City is going to take on this baseball genius in Baltimore. Keeping in mind, now with the benefit of hindsight, not only did Ned's Royal sweep Buck's O's, but Buck's O's, he was ultimately shown the door because he left his best reliever in the bullpen while they were being knocked out of the postseason. Remember that Zach Britton moment? Ned went down swinging in the wild card game with his best option. Hey, Yordano, how about you come out of the bullpen and try to throw some gas past Brandon Moss? I mentioned earlier, I don't often have that type of conviction that Ned showcased throughout his career. That was one instance where, you know what, I was willing to die on that hill. I believed in that decision to go to Yordano Ventura. Even when it didn't appear as if it was going to work out, even when, the columnist from The Star and the columnist from Yahoo Sports were ready to type out their fire Ned Yost columns, I was still a supporter. I still believed in that move to go get Yo out of the bullpen in 2014. You mentioned how that team never appeared afraid to lose. You have to understand what type of bully HDH served as. Not only would the Royals take the field knowing if we can scratch across one run, the pressure's on the opposition immediately. And the other team knew that. The other dugout knew. If we fall behind 1-0 in the third inning, we got 9 outs or else this bad boy is over. And for as much as we talk about HDH, man, Ryan Madsen, Luke Hodeshaver, Franklin Morales, wasn't Francis Lee Bueno. I mean, all of these guys came up. Jason Fraser, time in and time, Brandon Finnegan, so many different guys stepped up. Yes, Ned knew and trusted his players, but 7-8-9 was pretty set. And you didn't have a chance against HDH. You didn't have a chance against 7-8-9. So that injects confidence into every position player, into every coach, and that instills fear into every opposing hitter, pitcher, and manager. And you talk about the confidence that he had, the patience that he showed. In praising Ned, you also have to acknowledge the people that held Ned's fate in their hands, talking about Dayton Moore and David Glass. We talk about Ned's conviction, Ned's confidence, Ned's patience. A lot of managers are confident. A lot of managers try to remain patient because they want to keep their job. I don't care how confident Ned is, if Dayton or Mr. Glass said, you know what, I'm done with it, we got to move on. I don't care how confident you are, you're out on your tail. So that whole trio, Glass, Dayton, Ned, it was just it was perfect harmony. It seemed as if it was perfect harmony between those three. Proper amount of respect between those three. And yeah, it delivered the summer of our lifetime, no question. Appreciate the phone call, Gino. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Royals trailed in the wild card game 7-3, heading to the bottom of the eighth inning. And the rest is history. Three runs in the eighth, one more in the ninth. They give one back in the 12th, but get two more as Salvi walks it off. And you can still, if you close your eyes and just shut up for a second, you can still hear Ryan Lefevre's call. Yeah, it's not tough. Not tough to have that playing in the brain. Let's go to Cheryl in Hyde Park. Cheryl, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Thank you so much for the phone call. How are you?
Is that me, Cheryl?
You got it. What's going on, Cheryl?
It's actually Cheryl from right field.
Oh, right field rowdy Cheryl. My fault.
Yes. How are you?
I got two great Cheryls that listen to this show. Two great Cheryls that support this team through thick and thin. Cheryl, now I got to admit, you and I go back a little bit longer. You and I go back to the beginning before this team was any good.
Yes.
What'd you think of this performance tonight, and what'd you think of Ned Yost's induction?
Well, here's the thing. You know, I don't get involved too much in the, what do you call it, X's and O's of everything.
Sure.
Because I don't pretend to know what should happen. I really don't. But I love baseball, and my team has been my team since I was about 7 years old when my family would take us out to go to the ball game. So I just go, I watch, I listen. Of course, sometimes I'm frustrated and sometimes I'm disappointed and I don't enjoy some of the losing. But tonight we really went to see Ned. And some of the funny things that I wish, like that I remember about Ned, one of them was when he said that there's no third base tree.
Mm-hmm.
And that just, every time he talks or any time, and I think one time we had so many players, and I don't remember what the position it was in the last few years or whatever, and I just always think about the third base tree when he got so mad. Like, it's not like we have a third base tree.
Right.
And then the other one is when he kind of called the fans out and said, come out and support us.
Yeah.
Kind of thing back in whenever that was. And again, some of the years kind of run together. So those are two of my favorite things about Ned. And then the other part, when he was talking about the announcers and the, you know, like Denny and Ryan and all that kind of stuff, I partially wanted to say, oh, and I gave Josh a hard time all the time because some of those pregame questions or the during spring training, when he'd look at you guys like, really, this is the question you're going to ask me? It was just my favorite.
I would have liked him to shout out Flanny.
Jeffrey
Flanagan of MLB.com, because those two used to have just epic knockdown, drag out arguments, but they were both they both had enough respect for one another that it never carried over.
It wasn't real. It was just enough. It was just
two old school baseball men going at it.
Yeah. So there were about seven of us right field rowdies out there tonight, having a good time, listening, and really just everything they talked about, just reliving that whole process, because we were there for every single game that happened at Kauffman Stadium, all of us. You know, we were all there. And then I saw Pam and Steve on the Jumbotron, or Crown
too.
Vision, I guess is what they call it. Everybody, I like to call it Jumbotron. But so it was fun. It was fun. We had a couple Boston fans next to us, and then we had a couple of people like in from Omaha that were near us. And so it was kind of fun telling them all about, you know, being at every game and different, like we had the signs in the front row, the group of us that showed, you know, overall, and it was on the Huffington Post and all this kind of stuff. And I don't know, it was a lot of fun. So all I was there to celebrate Ned and Dayton and all the guys that were there. And so bad we wanted to go up to wander around the suite that they were at and just go, like, just peek in. But we didn't go because we really, you know, we just always stay in our seats. So.
Sure.
We were there last night, we were there tonight, and then we decided, me and Lisa and Emily, we're going to go tomorrow again. So why not?
Well, I'll see you out there.
Yeah, so thanks a lot. It was fun.
Nice to hear from you as always, Cheryl, and I'll see you out at, hopefully if you can get in early enough, see you out at Craft and Draft. Appreciate the
phone call. Yeah, we'll be there.
All right. Royals lose game two to the Red Sox, 9-5 the final score. By the way, the wild card game, 4 hours and 45 minutes. Almost a, yeah, but I think we all would have sat there all night for that finish. Cheryl mentioned some of the great lines of Ned Yost over the years. He had another one today. He walks into the press conference, and we're sitting there waiting kind of for the go sign, and he just looks and says, are we just going to stare at each other? Do you guys got questions? Classic Ned. I remember one time Carrington went to a Ned Yost post-game press conference and asked a very sports radio question. Something along the lines of, you know, Ned, when, you know, your offense isn't producing, how do you hold them accountable? Right? You guys bring up the word accountability all the time. You guys love to talk about accountability. And yes, I'm rolling my eyes because it's just a throwaway line, as if you're just going to fire your team. So the question was asked to Ned. Ned, how are you going to hold these hitters accountable? What are you going to do? And his response is, what do you want me to do? Take my belt off and spank them? Oh, maybe it was to CDOT's old co-host, Danny. But either way, just a classic Ned Yost response. 2014, when the team started playing really good in the second half, I remember Ned making a claim of, hey, these guys are playing really well. You should really come out and support them. Because, and this often gets forgotten, understandably so, Royals fans were reticent to buy in because he had been burned for generations. Now, since George hung it up, why would you buy in? Ned was trying to tell you, hey, this team's for real. You should come out and support us. And then the next day, everybody just crushed him. And don't tell us what to do. You know how long we've been here? Yeah, everybody screamed at Ned, and then... And now here we are. He's a Royals Hall of Famer. 913-586-7610. That's the phone number. That's also the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. 913-586-7610. Want to thank our proud sponsor, Rawhide Harley Davidson, the number one volume Harley dealer in Kansas. We appreciate your support all season long. I mentioned Cheryl in Hyde Park, and lo and behold, there she is. Cheryl in Hyde Park joining us after a 9-5 Royals loss. Cheryl, how are you?
I'm really good, and what fun to hear from Rowdy Cheryl. I would give anything to be about 30 years younger, and maybe I could be Rowdy in the left side bleachers. But,
well, we already got one Rowdy Cheryl. We only need one. We need a calm, collected Cheryl, and that's your role.
Okay, that'll be mine. and I wear it proudly.
Yes, indeed.
You know, my recollection of Ned, and I think of him so fondly, because in 2013, 14, 15, when we kind of felt this undertow of like, oh my gosh, something's going to happen here, maybe, and it just seemed like we hung it all on him, or at least a lot of it, or maybe he just kind of was the first defense, and, you know, mm-hmm. he stood up for his guys, and mm-hmm. and never gave up on them. And it was just the heart of baseball that he lived in right in front of us. And I was in San Francisco during the playoffs, and we were in a restaurant, and I saw four guys sitting at the table just right across from me. And, of course, they were talking about baseball and the Royals, just, you know, there was nothing good about them. Oh, maybe we had a little fearful something here or there, but oh gosh, oh no, where are they from anyway? Mm-hmm. And I just got up and went over and introduced myself, and I said, I'm new to San Francisco, but I'm visiting, and I'm so happy to be here, and I think I heard you talking about the ball game. The Giants. And they said, oh, yeah, we got this. I said, well, I'm from Kansas City, Missouri, and I am a huge Royals fan. And I just want to tell you that this may not turn out the way you think it is. They got kind of angry with me, like, whoa, no, that's not going to happen. But I actually, after I did that, I thought, oh boy, I'm glad they don't know who I am and what my phone number is, because they would be calling me to tell me, you know, how wrong I was. But yeah. It just worked out so well. And you were a big part of that, Vern. I was listening to you. I had to listen to you through an app on my iPad, believe it or not. And so it was just a big memory for me. And thank you for letting us remember some of this stuff tonight.
Well, thanks. Yeah, thanks for the phone call, Cheryl. Way to stand up to those Giants fans. If not for Madison Bumgarner, you would have looked prophetic. But appreciate the phone call, and I'm sure some of their attitude just had to do with, you know, male, chauvinistic, you know, the men hate to be told about sports from a woman. Some men can't deal with it, and that's what those guys sound like. Now, Royals fans, Cheryl and Cheryl, two of the smartest baseball fans I know. I continue to learn from all of you, and I appreciate it. Perfectly said as well. Ned was the first line of defense for his players, right? Ned took all the slings and arrows that we were directing towards Mike Moustakas or a injury-plagued Lorenzo Cain or a 4-3 ground out Eric Hosmer or a free swing in Salvador Perez, or what's Alcides Escobar doing in the leadoff spot? Ned was the first line of defense, and then Dayton Moore was the first line of defense for the slings and arrows being thrown at ownership. So a lot of the job of Dayton and Ned was to protect their guys. Dayton protecting his boss, Ned protecting the guys that will ultimately dictate his win-loss record. Appreciate the phone call, Cheryl. 913-586-7610. Let's go to Big T and Shawnee. Big T, you're next up on the postgame show as the Royals lose to the Red Sox 9-5. Go ahead.
Vern, thanks for taking my call. What great calls tonight. And speaking of great, it's about the legendary great Ned Yost tonight. The analytics couldn't figure him out. The computers couldn't figure it out in 14 and 15. The other teams, the national guys that Gino mentioned, couldn't figure it out. The fans, everybody was going nuts. What is this small market team doing? How dare them try to win a World Series? We had a great magical combination of Dayton Moore and Ned Yost come together, and you talked about it, the bullets and the arrows they took. He was like a big papa bear. How dare you try to attack my cubby bears? I got you. I will growl at you. Ned was a badass. His hunting and fishing and his farm was his therapy, and he instilled that kind of work ethic into our team. It was just a magical time back then, Vern. We all went through it. That's when the train started back then, Vern. You got that rolling, and it was just – it's fun. It's been going on since. And I tip my cap to that man. Dayton Moore and Ned Yost, what they did, I'm going to say it right now, will never be duplicated ever again. Never. We all got to cherish this moment. Those teams that they had would play that tenacious D. They had that speed. What could speed do? The clutch, timely hitting. And then when that all went together, and they got a few runs. It was lights out. The party's over. Put the baby to sleep and start the party. You had HDH came in, and they just closed the door. And that just frustrated them. And you mentioned the players. I want to mention a couple. Guthrie, Vargas, Young, Kendrys Morales. The teams, the moves they made, Johnny Cueto.
I thought you wanted to give love to Ned. Why are you naming the whole team?
Well, because that's what – it's coming together, and that's what made the team, and that's what Ned was in charge of, Vern. And I want to make sure all those guys have kudos, and Ned's just a badass. And he'll just go down as the greatest manager in Royals history. What he did for this town brought it, the glory days back together. I still have those proud moments. Every night back then, Vern, was a party, and I ain't kidding you. Ned Yost, you're great. We love you. And this is for you, the greatest manager in Royals history. Choo-choo! Choo-choo-choo!
Appreciate the phone call, Big T. Speaking of Ned being a badass, as Big T put it, I remember Ned Yost in spring training having his gallbladder removed in the morning and then showing up at the facility in the afternoon. And then if you dared to ask him about it, he'd be like, yeah, so what? He got bit by a scorpion and just kept going about his day. Look, catchers are normally the toughest dudes on the planet. But he wasn't a catcher anymore. He was a 20-year, 25-year big league coach. Yeah, Ned is... remember the video of him at spring training? Just chopping through like 15 boards? Yeah, Ned's different. Ned's a Hall of Famer. Speaking of, there are other managers in the Royals Hall of Fame. Other managers with World Series rings, right? Dick Houser has a ring. Okay, Hal McRae got in as a player. Whitey Herzog's in Cooperstown. I know he never got past the Yanks. But man, Whitey Herzog is one of the greatest managers of all time, and he donned the royal blue. I guess he didn't win it, so no. Yeah, okay, you know what? I'm with it. Ned Yost is the greatest manager in Royals history. I'm not going to fight you. Not tonight. Right? Not tonight. We'll head inside that Royals clubhouse coming up in a moment, but let's go to Dan and KCK. Dan, you're on the postgame show. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, Josh, how you doing? Yeah, I enjoyed the Ned Yost induction. Yeah, yeah, you got the Royals to go off to pennant in 2014 and 15. I remember when Raleigh Banias had that meeting when the Royals were 50-50 at U.S. Cellular Field. That's when, I don't know about it, Josh, do you think that's when the Royals took off? Or what are your thoughts on that? Let's take the series tomorrow. Take care of yourself, Josh.
Appreciate the phone call. The moment I always point to as far as the takeoff for the Royals is Lorenzo Cain telling Victor Martinez to shove it where the sun don't shine. When Lorenzo Cain reaches first base against the monsters of the American League Central, the Detroit Tigers, and Victor Martinez is widely respected, just a nice guy. And Lo Cain's talked about this moment before. Showed up in a bad mood, sick of losing to the Tigers. I was in a bad mood before the game, bad mood during the national anthem. His teammates were even like, what's going on with Lo Cain today? He reaches first base, and Victor Martinez, you know, slaps him and, you know, how you doing, man? What's been going on? How's the family? And he goes, man, shut up. We're not your friend. I'm not your friend. We're here to take what's yours. Stop talking to me. And everybody in the Royals dugout took notice. Rusty Koontz was standing right there, and he's like, oh my God. And that kind of, look, they were already on a trajectory of competing. But that just kind of, that to me was the moment where you go, oh, okay. Yeah, they're going for the crown. And you could see it building year in and year out. I've told this story before. Going into 2013, they believed that they had talent. They thought they were good enough to win. They just hadn't done it. Then they went out there and had a winning record. So they show up to spring training in 2014. Okay, we now know we're good. We know we can win at the big league level. And I think we can win in the postseason. Let's see how this goes. Struggle, struggle, struggle. Win in the second half. Get to the playoffs. And it's a dream. And you fall just short. You fall to Madison Bumgarner, show up in 2015 in spring training. You know you're good. You know you have talent. You know you can win in the postseason. They were thirsty for blood. When they showed up to spring training in 2015, they just wanted to beat somebody at baseball every day. Somebody's got to pay for what we went through last year, and, well, all of baseball paid, right? 95 wins, the epic comeback against Houston. Wade Davis sitting through a rainstorm, just waiting to throw more middle fingers, and he comes out, does just that. Hey, Josh Donaldson, go sit down. We're going to the World Series. And then, you know, Terry Collins, Matt Harvey, Daniel Murphy, they don't help out the Mets. And on the flip side, the Royals just do everything right, just play better baseball top to bottom, and that's why they hoisted the trophy, and that's why Ned Yost now finds himself as the 27th member of the Royals Hall of Fame. 9-5, the final score. We'll head inside that Royals clubhouse after this.
Burns Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
What makes for a great vacation? Depends on who you ask. Are you looking to get away or bring everyone together?
Do you want to get outside and play? Or see a play at the plate? Fortunately, however you operate, I'm the destination you've been looking for. The name's Missouri, but you can call me Mo. And I have just one question. What's your MO? Come see me at visitmo.com.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm onto something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Football's here, and missing your team's out-of-market games is not a great plan. A much better plan? Switch to My Plan from Verizon and get NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV on us with eligible phone purchase and unlimited plus. That's a value of up to $449. Get every out-of-market game every Sunday afternoon. Switch to My Plan at your Verizon store today. It's your last chance to get NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV on us with eligible phone purchase and unlimited plus. Offer ends soon. $449 value applies to NFL Sunday Ticket season 23-24 only. Additional terms and embargoes apply to NFL Sunday Ticket on YouTube. No refunds.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm onto something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
What makes for a great vacation? Depends on who you ask. Are you looking to get away? Or bring everyone together? Do you want to get outside and play? Or see a play at the plate? Fortunately, however you operate, I'm the destination you've been looking for. The name's Missouri, but you can call me Mo. And I have just one question. What's your MO? Come see me at visitmo.com.
Dispatch, this is Mindy at CM Moe's and Son.
Well, boy, it's getting hot out there, and I can't imagine surviving summer without AC. Now, if your AC is making funny noises, just needs a once-over, or your home isn't as cool as it used to be, call CM Moe's and Son. My team is on time, total pros, and can take care of any type of AC repair. Visit cmmoesandson.com to get your AC back in tip-top shape. CM Moe's and Son, license 202-919. Well, I gotta get back to it.
Dispatch, this is Mindy, go ahead.
The Kansas City Credit Union wants to make sure all younger baseball fans finish strong this season. That's why they've teamed up with the YMCA for the Catch Success program. Catch Success is a financial wellness program that teaches KC kids how to better manage their money. When you open a savings or checking account at KCCU and mention Catch Success, Kansas City Credit Union will donate $50 to the Linwood YMCA. Plus, you'll enjoy a one-month free membership at the Y. Learn more at kccu.net/catchsuccess. When you save, we all win.
Ruthie, our last summer barbecue is this weekend, and it has to be epic.
Well, Total Wine has these new hard seltzers that'll rock your barbecue. And my favorite Cabernet will make your famous ribs even famous-er.
Yes, just what my last summer barbecue needed.
Wow, and at those low prices, they'll be great for my first fall barbecue.
Ooh, I'll trade you my famous ribs recipe for one of yours.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Imagine buying a pair of sneakers and getting a soothing, gentle foot massage like you'd get during a relaxing pedicure just by walking. Skechers new Massage Fit sneakers. Because Skechers, the comfort technology company, has designed a unique innovation that makes it feel like you're pampering your feet with a gentle massage in every step. The secret is Skechers' new patented wave technology on the sole that gently massages your feet while you're walking around. Find them for men and women at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm onto something. Reese's. 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 Reese's.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code JOY at checkout. That's harrys.com, code JOY. Enjoy.
When you can't stop, there's Vicks VapoRub. Vicks VapoRub sends powerful medicated Vicks vapors right to the source of your... so you can experience cough relief and breathe easier. Generations of families have trusted Vicks VapoRub to help relieve the worst cold symptoms. So next time you have a cough, reach for the Vicks VapoRub. Vicks VapoRub. Cough relieving is believing.
Football's here, and missing your team's out-of-market games is not a great plan. A much better plan? Switch to My Plan from Verizon and get NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV on us with eligible phone purchase and unlimited plus. That's a value of up to $449. Get every out-of-market game every Sunday afternoon. Switch to My Plan at your Verizon store today. It's your last chance to get NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV on us with eligible phone purchase and unlimited plus. Offer ends soon. $449 value applies to NFL Sunday Ticket season 23-24 only. Additional terms and embargoes apply to NFL Sunday Ticket on YouTube. No refunds.
Hey, it's Bobby Witt Jr., and you're listening to the home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Vern's postgame show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
And the 1-1 to Garcia. Swinging a line drive, base hit right field. And everybody will move up 90 feet. Water scores. It is 9-3. And the bases are loaded with nobody out.
Royals would get one more in that three-run sixth inning as MJ Melendez would draw a bases-loaded walk to make it 9-4 Boston. Melendez then would hit a leadoff home run in the ninth inning to make it 9-5. Unfortunately, that is our final score. Royals and Red Sox are evened up at a game apiece heading into tomorrow's finale. More on that in a moment. But MJ Melendez, 3-for-3, 2 runs driven in, 1 run scored. He's now a 444 lifetime hitter against the Boston Red Sox. My game notes following this 9-5 loss are presented by Jay's Southland Tow Service. Melendez, an OPS north of 1,500. In his life against the Boston Red Sox, that's the highest OPS against Boston all time. 20-for-45 with an OPS north of 1,500. MJ Melendez addressed the media earlier about his domination over Boston and what's behind it. This audio courtesy of Bally Sports Kansas City.
I'm not really sure. I mean, at this point, I feel like it's kind of just like a mental thing in my head, like in a good way. But, it's a team that I happen to do well against. And, I don't know if it's like anything in particular, but just like swinging the bat well against them so far.
What have you been working on to help you swing out lately?
Just the same thing I've been doing since All-Star break. Obviously, I knew that, it's baseball. At the end of the day, you're not always going to be hot, so obviously like the last week or so hadn't been the best, especially results wise, but just trying to stick with it, not trying to deviate from what I've been doing.
How important has the loss been for you, being able to see a certain amount of pitches in and out of bat to help you kind of stay on time and help that improved approach?
It's extremely important. Walks are a huge thing, especially now more than ever in today's game, so just really trying to see the ball well. I mean, obviously, it's out of the zone. Don't want to swing at it, but it's definitely a big part and big part of my game, I feel like.
I know we talked about it earlier this year about the high fastballs and teams trying to attack you up there. What adjustments have you made to kind of lay off of that and force them to come back lower in the zone?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, just not swinging at it. It's easy, for them. If you continue to chase up there and not make the adjustment, they're just going to keep doing that. It's the big leagues. When you get exposed, a lot of teams are just going to keep doing it until you figure it out. So just trying to set my sights a little bit lower and try to make that adjustment.
MJ Melendez now has a hit in 20 of his last 24 games, a stretch in which he's hitting .339. Melendez, one of 4 Royals with multiple hits, one of 2 Royals with a trio of knocks. Michael Massey went 3-for-5 with a one-out double in the second. a leadoff single in the sixth, then he came around to score, and then a two-out double in the ninth inning. Royals lose 9-5. Let's go to the Jays Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. Tony writes in, Vern, even tonight's loss can't dampen my spirits from what that trip down memory lane in 2015 meant tonight. What a joy to relive those moments and celebrate a most deserving man in Ned Yost. Rally Mantis is reaching out to celebrate Ned. Eric in Independence mentions that he just moved to Kansas City in 2017. So, Vern, I can't claim a share in Ned Yost's legacy, but tonight was a real education in what the Royals mean to the community and still mean to the community. Hope for the coming season is kept alive by seeing such a deep sentiment for this team and those boys out there in Royal Blue, signed Eric in Independence. Yeah, ask anyone that was around in 2014 and 2015. It might sound silly, but what? Now, the Chiefs are likely to be a dynasty. Patrick Mahomes is likely the greatest quarterback we've ever seen. Aesthetically, the most talented quarterback we've ever seen. Travis Kelce's the greatest tight end. Andy Reid might be the greatest offensive mind we've ever seen. So, but it never came close. What they did last year never came close to what the Royals did in 2014-2015. Winning their first Super Bowl in, what was it, 50 years? Didn't compare. The Chiefs parade. Maybe I'm biased. No, I don't think I am, because I talk to people that don't love baseball like I do, and they even acknowledge, no, it was different. And to me, that's baseball, because with this sport, playing 162 games, playing every single day, you take them with you. You take them in the car, in the backyard, in the garage, in your living room, at work. The Royals are always with you. You can rely on them to be there day in and day out. And then October comes around, and man, I remember every morning you wake up and you'd think, all right, it's game two tonight. Volquez is on the mound. You're facing this guy. Okay. That game starts at 7. All right, so I got to do this. I got to do this. And I got to make sure that there is nothing to distract me beginning at 7 o'clock. It dominated your life. It dominated the city. For a month and a half, it was, yeah, again, the best month and a half of my professional career, no doubt about it. Even though most of the shows I did back then were garbage, looking back on them now, but some of you seem to like it. I'm embarrassed by most of them. A few more from the text line, 913-586-7610. Raj in the Ozarks. Vern, there you go. Ned Yost said it. Quote, Mr. Glass was a dogged competitor who hated losing. Vern, it starts at the top, and let me wish a posthumous happy birthday to Mr. Glass. Sorry I didn't get a chance to thank you in person for the championship, signed Raj in the Ozarks. And from the seven,
Ned Yost come together, and you talked about it, the bullets and the arrows they took. He was like a big papa bear. How dare you try to attack my cubby bears? I got you. I will growl at you. Ned was a badass. His hunting and fishing and his farm was his therapy, and he instilled that kind of work ethic into our team. It was just a magical time back then, Vern. We all went through it. That's when the train started back then, Vern. You got that rolling, and it was just, it's fun. It's been going on since. And I tip my cap to that man. If Dayton Moore and Ned Yost, what they did, I'm going to say it right now, will never be duplicated ever again. Never. We all got to cherish this moment. That those teams that they had would play that tenacious D. They had that speed. What could speed do? The clutch, timely hitting. And then when that all went together, and they got a few runs, it was lights out, the party's over, put the baby to sleep and start the party. You had HDH came in and they just closed the door, and that just frustrated them. And you mentioned the players. I want to mention a couple: Guthrie, Vargas, Young, Kendrys Morales, just the guy, the teams, the moves they made, Johnny Cueto.
I thought you wanted to give love to Ned. Why are you naming the whole team?
Well, because that's what it's coming together, and that's what made the team, and that's what Ned was in charge of, Vern. And I want to make sure all those guys have kudos, and Ned's just a badass. And he'll just go down as the greatest manager in Royals history. What he did for this town brought it the glory days back together. I still have those proud moments. Every night back then, Vern, was a party, and I ain't kidding you. Ned Yost, you're great. We love you. And this is for you, the greatest manager in Royals history. Choo-choo! Choo-choo-choo!
Appreciate the phone call, Big T. Speaking of Ned being a badass, as Big T put it, I remember Ned Yost in spring training having his gallbladder removed in the morning and then showing up at the facility in the afternoon. And then if you dared to ask him about it, he'd be like, yeah, so what? He got bit by a scorpion and just kept going about his day. Look, catchers are normally the toughest dudes on the planet. But he wasn't a catcher anymore. He was a 20-year, 25-year big league coach. Yeah, Ned is. Remember the video of him at spring training? Just chopping through like 15 boards? Yeah, Ned's different. Ned's a Hall of Famer. Speaking of, there are other managers in the Royals Hall of Fame. Other managers with World Series rings, right? Dick Houser has a ring. Okay, Hal McRae got in as a player. Whitey Herzog's in Cooperstown. I know he never got past the Yanks. But man, Whitey Herzog is one of the greatest managers of all time, and he donned the royal blue. I guess he didn't win it, so no. Yeah, okay, you know what? I'm with it. Ned Yost is the greatest manager in Royals history. I'm not going to fight you. Not tonight. Right? Not tonight. We'll head inside that Royals clubhouse coming up in a moment, but let's go to Dan and KCK. Dan, you're on the postgame show. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, Josh, how you doing? Yeah, I enjoyed the Ned Yost induction. Yeah, yeah, you really got the Royals off the pennant in 2014 and 15. I remember when Raleigh Banias had that meeting when the Royals were 50-50 at U.S. Cellular Field. That's when, I don't know about it, Josh, do you think that's when the Royals took off? Or what are your thoughts on that? Let's take the series tomorrow. Take care of yourself, Josh.
Appreciate the phone call. The moment I always point to as far as the takeoff for the Royals is Lorenzo Cain telling Victor Martinez to shove it where the sun don't shine. When Lorenzo Cain reaches first base against the monsters of the American League Central, the Detroit Tigers, and Victor Martinez is widely respected, just a nice guy. And Lo Cain's talked about this moment before. Showed up in a bad mood, sick of losing to the Tigers. I was in a bad mood before the game, bad mood during the national anthem. His teammates were even like, what's going on with Lo Cain today? He reaches first base, and Victor Martinez, you know, slaps him and, you know, how you doing, man? What's been going on? How's the family? And he goes, man, shut up. We're not your friend. I'm not your friend. We're here to take what's yours. Stop talking to me. And everybody in the Royals dugout took notice. Rusty Koontz was standing right there, and he's like, oh my God. And that kind of, they were already on a trajectory of competing. But that just kind of, that to me was the moment where you go, oh, okay. Yeah, they're going for the crown. And you could see it building year in and year out. I've told this story before. Going into 2013, they believed that they had talent. They thought they were good enough to win. They just hadn't done it. Then they went out there and had a winning record. So they show up to spring training in 2014. Okay, we now know we're good. We know we can win at the big league level. And I think we can win in the postseason. Let's see how this goes. Struggle, struggle, struggle. Win in the second half. Get to the playoffs. And it's a dream. And you fall just short. You fall to Madison Bumgarner, show up in 2015 in spring training. You know you're good. You know you have talent. You know you can win in the postseason. They were thirsty for blood. When they showed up to spring training in 2015, they just wanted to beat somebody at baseball every day. Somebody's got to pay for what we went through last year, and, well, all of baseball paid. All right. 95 wins, the epic comeback against Houston, Wade Davis sitting through a rainstorm just waiting to throw more middle fingers, and he comes out, does just that. Hey, Josh Donaldson, go sit down. We're going to the World Series. And then, you know, Terry Collins, Matt Harvey, Daniel Murphy, they don't help out the Mets. And on the flip side, the Royals just do everything right. Just play better baseball top to bottom, and that's why they hoisted the trophy, and that's why Ned Yost now finds himself as the 27th member of the Royals Hall of Fame. 9-5, the final score. We'll head inside that Royals clubhouse after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
What makes for a great vacation? Depends on who you ask. Are you looking to get away? Or bring everyone together? Do you want to get outside and play? Or see a play at the plate? Fortunately, however you operate, I'm the destination you've been looking for. The name's Missouri, but you can call me Mo. And I have just one question. What's your MO? Come see me at visitmo.com.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm onto something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Football's here, and missing your team's out-of-market games is not a great plan. A much better plan? Switch to My Plan from Verizon and get NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV on us with eligible phone purchase and unlimited plus. That's a value of up to $449. Get every out-of-market game every Sunday afternoon. Switch to My Plan at your Verizon store today. It's your last chance to get NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV on us with eligible phone purchase and unlimited plus. Offer ends soon. $449 value applies to NFL Sunday Ticket season 23-24 only. Additional terms and embargoes apply to NFL Sunday Ticket on YouTube. No refunds.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm onto something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
What makes for a great vacation? Depends on who you ask. Are you looking to get away? Or bring everyone together? Do you want to get outside and play? Or see a play at the plate? Fortunately, however you operate, I'm the destination you've been looking for. The name's Missouri, but you can call me Mo. And I have just one question. What's your MO? Come see me at visitmo.com.
Dispatch, this is Mindy at CM Moe's and Son.
Well, boy, it's getting hot out there, and I can't imagine surviving summer without AC. Now, if your AC is making funny noises, just needs a once-over, or your home isn't as cool as it used to be, call CM Moe's and Son. My team is on time, total pros, and can take care of any type of AC repair. Visit cmmoesandson.com to get your AC back in tip-top shape. CM Moe's and Son, license 202-919. Well, I gotta get back to it.
Dispatch, this is Mindy, go ahead.
The Kansas City Credit Union wants to make sure all younger baseball fans finish strong this season. That's why they've teamed up with the YMCA for the Catch Success program. Catch Success is a financial wellness program that teaches KC kids how to better manage their money. When you open a savings or checking account at KCCU and mention Catch Success, Kansas City Credit Union will donate $50 to the Linwood YMCA. Plus, you'll enjoy a 1 month free membership at the Y. Learn more at kccu.net/catchsuccess. When you save, we all win.
Ruthie, our last summer barbecue is this weekend, and it has to be epic.
Well, Total Wine has these new hard seltzers that'll rock your barbecue, and my favorite Cabernet will make your famous ribs even famous-er.
Yes, just what my last summer barbecue needed.
Wow, and at those low prices, they'll be great for my first fall barbecue.
Ooh, I'll trade you my famous ribs recipe for one of yours.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Imagine buying a pair of sneakers and getting a soothing, gentle foot massage like you'd get during a relaxing pedicure just by walking. Skechers' new Massage Fit sneakers. Because Skechers, the comfort technology company, has designed a unique innovation that makes it feel like you're pampering your feet with a gentle massage in every step. The secret is Skechers' new patented wave technology on the sole that gently massages your feet while you're walking around. Find them for men and women at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. 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 Reese's.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code JOY at checkout. That's harrys.com, code JOY. Enjoy.
When you can't stop, there's Vicks VapoRub. Vicks VapoRub sends powerful medicated Vicks vapors right to the source of your... so you can experience cough relief and breathe easier. Generations of families have trusted Vicks VapoRub to help relieve the worst cold symptoms. So next time you have a cough, reach for the Vicks VapoRub. Vicks VapoRub. Cough relieving is believing.
Football's here, and missing your team's out-of-market games is not a great plan. A much better plan? Switch to My Plan from Verizon and get NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV on us with eligible phone purchase and unlimited plus. That's a value of up to $449. Get every out-of-market game every Sunday afternoon. Switch to My Plan at your Verizon store today. It's your last chance to get NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV on us with eligible phone purchase and unlimited plus. Offer ends soon. $449 value applies to NFL Sunday Ticket season 23-24 only. Additional terms and embargoes apply to NFL Sunday Ticket on YouTube. No refunds.
Hey, it's Bobby Witt Jr., and you're listening to the home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Vern's postgame show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
And the 1-1 to Garcia. Swinging a line drive, base hit right field. And everybody will move up 90 feet. Water scores. It is 9-3. And the bases are loaded with nobody out.
Royals would get one more in that three-run sixth inning as MJ Melendez would draw a bases-loaded walk to make it 9-4 Boston. Melendez then would hit a leadoff home run in the ninth inning to make it 9-5. Unfortunately, that is our final score. Royals and Red Sox are evened up at a game apiece heading into tomorrow's finale. More on that in a moment. But MJ Melendez, 3-for-3, 2 runs driven in, 1 run scored. He's now a 444 lifetime hitter against the Boston Red Sox. My game notes following this 9-5 loss are presented by Jay Southland Tow Service. Melendez, an OPS north of 1,500. In his life against the Boston Red Sox, that's the highest OPS against Boston all time. 20-for-45 with an OPS north of 1,500. MJ Melendez addressed the media earlier about his domination over Boston and what's behind it. This audio courtesy of Bally Sports Kansas City.
I'm not really sure. I mean, at this point, I feel like it's kind of just like a mental thing in my head, like in a good way, but it's a team that I happen to do well against. And I don't know if it's like anything in particular, but it's like swinging the bat well against them so far.
What have you been working on to help your swing out lately?
Just the same thing I've been doing since All-Star break. Obviously, I knew that, it's baseball. At the end of the day, you're not always going to be hot, so obviously like the last week or so hadn't been the best, especially results wise, but just trying to stick with it, not trying to deviate from what I've been doing.
How important has the walks been for you, being able to see a certain amount of pitches in and out of bat to help you kind of stay on timing and help that improve approach?
It's extremely important. Walks are a huge thing, especially now more than ever in today's game, so just really trying to see the ball well. I mean, obviously, it's it's out of the zone. Don't want to swing at it, but it's definitely a big part and big part of my game, I feel like.
I know we talked about it earlier this year about the high fastballs and teams trying to attack you up there. What adjustments have you made to kind of lay off of that and force them to come back lower in the zone?
Yeah, I mean, obviously just not swinging at it. It's easy, you know, for them. If you continue to chase up there and not make the adjustment, they're just going to keep doing that. It's the big leagues, you know, when you get exposed, a lot of teams are just going to keep doing it until you figure it out. So just trying to, you know, set my sights a little bit lower and, you know, try to make that adjustment.
MJ Melendez now has a hit in 20 of his last 24 games, a stretch in which he's hitting .339. Melendez, one of four Royals with multiple hits, one of two Royals with a trio of knocks. Michael Massey went 3-for-5 with a one-out double in the second, a leadoff single in the sixth, then he came around to score, and then a two-out double in the ninth inning. Royals lose 9-5. Let's go to the Jays Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. Tony writes in, "Vern, even tonight's loss can't dampen my spirits from what that trip down memory lane in 2015 meant tonight. What a joy to relive those moments and celebrate a most deserving man in Ned Yost." Rally Mantis is reaching out to celebrate Ned. Eric in Independence mentions that he just moved to Kansas City in 2017, so Vern, I can't claim a share in Ned Yost's legacy, but tonight was a real education in what the Royals mean to the community and still mean to the community. Hope for the coming season is kept alive by seeing such a deep sentiment for this team and those boys out there in Royal Blue, signed Eric in Independence. Yeah, ask anyone that was around in 2014 and 2015. It might sound silly, but what? Now, the Chiefs are likely to be a dynasty. Patrick Mahomes is likely the greatest quarterback we've ever seen. Aesthetically, the most talented quarterback we've ever seen. Travis Kelce's the greatest tight end. Andy Reid might be the greatest offensive mind we've ever seen. So, but it never came close. What they did last year never came close to what the Royals did in 2014-2015. Winning their first Super Bowl in, what was it, 50 years? Didn't compare. The Chiefs parade. Maybe I'm biased. No, I don't think I am, because I talk to people that don't love baseball like I do, and they even acknowledge, no, it was different. And to me, that's baseball, because with this sport, playing 162 games, playing every single day, you take them with you. You take them in the car, in the backyard, in the garage, in your living room, at work. The Royals are always with you. You can rely on them to be there day in and day out. And then October comes around, and man, I remember every morning you wake up and you'd think, all right, it's game two tonight. Volquez is on the mound. You're facing this guy. Okay. That game starts at 7. All right, so I got to do this. I got to do this. And I got to make sure that there is nothing to distract me beginning at 7 o'clock. It dominated your life. It dominated the city for a month and a half. It was, yeah, again, the best month and a half of my professional career, no doubt about it. Even though most of the shows I did back then were garbage, looking back on them now, but some of you seem to like it. I'm embarrassed by most of them. A few more from the text line, 913-586-7610. Raj in the Ozarks. Vern, there you go. Ned Yost said it. Quote, "Mr. Glass was a dogged competitor who hated losing. Vern, it starts at the top. And let me wish a posthumous happy birthday to Mr. Glass. Sorry I didn't get a chance to thank you in person for the championship," signed Raj in the Ozarks. And from the 785, someone's disappointed in the crowd for tonight's Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Well, I have to guess that you weren't here, so shove it. The crowd was embarrassing for a Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Well, Ned seemed to have a good time. His family seemed to have a good time. That's all I care about. You should have bought more tickets if you're embarrassed by the crowd. So unless you were handing tickets out to all your friends and family, kindly, shuddy. One more time, let's head back inside the Royals clubhouse. Let's hear from tonight's losing pitcher, Alec Marsh. He falls to 0-8 on the season. He goes 2 2/3 innings, gives up 6 runs on 7 hits, 2 walks, 1 strikeout. Yeah, it was a forgettable night for the 25-year-old.
Struggling. You know, I didn't think it was very good. Struggled to find the zone and was kind of erratic at times. Didn't throw any off-speed for strikes, really. You know, getting behind in counts of these hitters and getting them in the hitter's counts and throwing something in the zone. You see, I got whacked a little bit, so... yeah, I mean, just overall wasn't my day.
Feel anything different? Feel just slightly down, but notice that?
Yeah, I mean, I felt fine. I think that was kind of a weird thing, noticing that some of the stuff was down a little bit, even though I didn't feel any different than I have been. So maybe maybe fatigue. I have no idea what it is, but you know, all we can do is just kind of get after tomorrow and get back on the process and get the next one.
Well, did they do anything different with their approach of make you change anything, like how they're laying out pitches or anything like that?
Yeah, you know, I had an approach going in. They hadn't seen the sinker yet. I thought the sinker was moving actually better. It's probably my best pitch tonight. But when you can't land the off speed for strikes against any team, you know, it's going to be tough. And I thought they kind of just sat on pitches that maybe I got them out on last time, thinking that those were going to be the right pitches to certain guys, like, you know, Cassis and stuff like that. Like, he was struggling with my curveball last time, and we threw it a lot to him, and he ended up getting me on one of them. So maybe they just kind of sat on the same things that they saw last time.
Did you feel like it got away from you quickly there with the triple that started out and then, you know, trying to limit the damage from there?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, first at bat, guy getting to third base, definitely things get going pretty quick. Maybe it was a little tough to kind of settle down. And then, you know, I thought I had it in the second inning and things kind of got away again. And then same thing in the third. So, yeah, wasn't there.
That's Alec Marsh following a 9-5 Royals loss, thanks to Annie Rogers of MLB.com and Jalen Thompson of the Kansas City Star asking the questions there. Tomorrow it's Chris Sale I almost said Royals, then I almost said White Sox. I'm going to settle on Red Sox. Chris Sale for the Red Sox. Zach Greinke is going to be the bulk pitcher for the Royals, but Taylor Clark's going to serve as the opener. Man, this would be a terrific game if it was 2014 or 15. Unfortunately, it's 2023, so a pair of gray hairs go at it tomorrow. Greinke and Sale, thanks to Coach James Howell for the great work back at the studio. Enjoy the rest of your night. Congratulations, Ned Yost, on your induction into Royals Hall of Fame. Take care, Kansas City. I'll talk to you tomorrow at 12 noon.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. 7th strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
Give you the floor to give me a story or two. I have one or two that I want to discuss as well before the top of the hour if we have time.